broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Tuesday. Kyle Brusten Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust alongside Packer backer, Wisconsin backer, repping championship gear because it's all he can really think about in terms of winning for the Milwaukee Bucks. Kyle Wallace.
Yes, sir. I almost forgot about something.
What's that?
You know, Alex Strofe disrespected me on Saturday at the analysis live. I almost forgot about that.
Let's get to that in a second. Brad Northman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up. What's going on?
Man, as much as I love listening to the Brewers, and I love listening to the Brewers, I missed y'all yesterday. It's good to be back on. A little four-day work week, I guess, for KBN, which I also don't mind. Kyle and I have talked about that one time a four-day work week.
Brad, I was thinking about you yesterday. I was like, you know what? He is stealing money.
Hey, how is he stealing money?
It wasn't my decision, the programming decision.
Didn't see any tweets, didn't see any videos.
I tweeted about the Brewers.
He was off yesterday.
He wasn't off. Just because we're off the show doesn't mean it's an off day.
I tweeted that KBN was off and we're going to be carrying the Brewer game. I said, let's go
Brewers. And then
Brewers.
He went like this with his hands.
He tweeted three words. What? Let's go Brewers.
What more? Oh, nailed it.
What more do you need from
hard
me?
Hard day of work.
Who's your manager? Is your manager Ben Bruss?
Not last time I looked.
Okay, then I don't know why Ben Bruss is trying to tell you what to do.
I'm about to go to his manager.
I'm not in charge of the programming decisions.
I'm the Karen of the show.
And I'm guessing that everybody loves, not the result, but
I'm off Thursday,
to the
Friday.
Game.
You guys will be holding it down.
No, you're not, are you?
Yeah, I have a wedding in St.
Wait,
Louis.
Wait, what? Why am I just now hearing this?
Yeah, Look at the content schedule, dude.
Content schedule? We're supposed to be work friends.
What does that mean, though? We have to let you know every time we're off?
Yeah, if I'm going to be off, I'll let y'all know.
How did I disrespect you?
Oh, great question.
Alex Strofe on the show. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. A rough 0-4 start for the Milwaukee Brewers. NFL owners and coaches are all together. And we heard a lot from Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur about the direction of the Green Bay Packers. We're going to get to all that. Again, 800-990-3776 at the Carbless Talk and Text Line. List is more and see our beautiful faces on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Yes, Mr. Kyle Wallace, what happened on Saturday at the Analysis Live?
So after
at
the
Potawatomi Casino Hotel.
At the Analysis Live after, you know, I had another event to go to. I was at the Mayor's Ball, but
cool.
Then I was going to come to the after party for the Analysis Live, and I showed up, and I saw my great teammate Brad Northman. I saw my great teammate Ben Bruss, and I saw my great teammate Alex Strofe. And on Saturday night, Alex Strofe did something extremely disrespectful. He's having a conversation.
Is this real? Like, are you actually?
This is dead ass real.
Because I don't know.
He's having a conversation
with
me. He's having a conversation with baby girl. He's having a conversation. His girlfriend is there. In the middle of my baby girl talking, he said, "You have beautiful eyes." I said,
"Oh,
bro,
wow.
What?
What?"
I said, "Bro, what? I will beat your ass. What do you mean? What do you mean?" And it's like, "Oh, no, bro. I'm just saying, bro." I'm like, "Dog, what's wrong with you?
What is wrong with
you? I forgot about that."
And what's wrong with that?
This is my first time looking in your eyes.
I forgot about that, too.
Yeah, it's my first time looking in your eyes.
She does have beautiful eyes.
But, bro, you ain't supposed to say that in front of somebody.
Really?
Is that crossing the line?
He doesn't even know her. This is legitimately.
Yeah, you don't know her. Just because you know her through Kyle on the air, you don't have a relationship with her, the person.
Well, I didn't know what he was trying to do.
I was just giving her a compliment, Kyle. She has beautiful eyes.
Knowing you're young, so you might have something
else. He's doubling down right now.
He's doubling down, but on top, I don't know what he's trying to do. I know what you and your little girl do, swanging or whatever y'all do, but don't not over here.
Swanging.
Not over here, buddy.
Well, the question is, how did baby girl respond? Was she flattered?
Of course she was flattered.
Okay, so
I was upset.
Yes, she was.
I was like, what in the hell? You going to let Alex Strofe do that, baby, in front of me? Like, what, his girl there?
See, Kyle, you don't tell me I got beautiful eyes.
And then his girl didn't care. His girl just said, yeah.
But I literally forgot about that. I've been mad about
it. I did too.
I wanted to say something to you on Sunday, but you were struggling on Sunday. You were panicking on Sunday about Craig coming in.
Yeah, it was Sunday Karma 10 to noon.
He was just he was in there. I'm trying to work. He's in there just panicking.
And Kyle, you've been doing Sunday Karma for God knows how long, and Craig has shown up a minute late with the music playing. Like, he's going to be there. It's just part of the MO of the show.
I told him it'll be fine. You know what's funny? Strofe was talking about Craig, and then he, you know, when you're talking about somebody and they pop up.
Yeah.
Craig pops up. Oh, he's here. He's here. We're good. Hey, we're good. Never mind. We're good.
CEO's here. Everything's good.
I'm like, I mean, he'll probably be here.
Yeah.
Strofe
yeah.
was stressing out about that. He was bothered. So I forgot to get on his behind about that. I didn't see you yesterday. And then today I was eating my lunch and in our show prep meeting.
Is that your first time meeting her in person?
Yeah.
Whoa.
How far into, hi, I'm Alex Strofe, did you say you have beautiful eyes?
It was a while, right? Half an hour?
So that makes it even weirder.
No, it was weird because we were getting
ready. You've just been looking at her eyes for 30 minutes and couldn't hold it in.
This is probably the first time they had a face-to-face conversation. He was just staring at my girl like that and just blurted that out. That's disrespectful.
Have a little confidence in yourself, would you?
No, I just don't like
you. You sound like an insecure, controlling man right now.
We're supposed to be
grow
friends.
Up.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna tell y'all women they got beautiful eyes. See how y'all like it.
Is that
my
a girlfriend, bad thing, though?
My girlfriend does have beautiful eyes. You are more than welcome to tell her that.
You're such a simp and a sucker. Couldn't you just walk around telling people's women, oh, you have beautiful eyes.
Love me. I'm Alex Strofe.
You have beautiful eyes.
Let me guess, Kyle. She got in the car and she goes, Strofe is so nice.
Strofe is nice. I said, he's such a softy.
She's already on his side,
she
too.
Is.
She's the Alex Strofe defender.
He got the heart condition.
He's got, she thinks we're going to stress him out so much that he's going to lose his life on the show.
He's just such a damn softy.
You never told me she had beautiful eyes like that.
Why would I tell anybody that? That's weird. Okay, Strofe, now you're taking it too far.
Well, you should let us know. You should brag about
your
partner.
What other features do you want to know about her, Strofe, you weirdo?
Stop it.
He could have made a lot of other compliments or observations.
Luckily, she's
eyes
nice.
Are about as tame as you can go.
I mean, that's awkward. Come on now.
That's
not
telling
awkward.
Somebody they have a nice smile. I've always been told I have beautiful eyes.
What
have you
if he
ever
said,
my
by,
eyes?
By other people's girlfriends?
Yes, I have beautiful eyes.
In front of
eyes.
Them?
Yes.
What if he said, your hair looks really
nice tonight?
To be
fair, my girlfriend or my fiance did look you up and down.
She did.
So pot calling kettle black.
She did. I did like it,
and
too.
And you embraced that.
And you loved
I did.
It.
I did like
and
it, too.
And you loved
it. She said she wanted you to dress just like me.
Yeah. Look at you.
Man. See what I mean?
Fraudulent Kyle.
Yeah, what can I say? You know, it's a man's world, so.
Is it?
I don't know
anymore either.
You were supposed to respond.
800-990-3776, the Carveless Talking text line.
Kyle, what color
Strofe versus Kyle. You should know this if you looked into it for 30 minutes.
That's a good question, though. Do you know?
Strofe versus Kyle continues now because now more motivation when they run a mile and a half race. All that Strofe's going to do the entire time that Kyle and Strofe are running that mile and a half is like, baby girl's got beautiful eyes. Baby girl's got beautiful eyes. He's just going to try and get in your head.
I didn't know
you're letting
he's
him
so
win.
Soft. I'm just going to chirp him.
You're letting him win.
Just like that.
You know, so insecure.
I've never had a friend say that about.
Oh, friend.
Coworker say that about. Wow, I'm slipping right now.
Oh, man.
I'm with Strofe. A real man, a confident man, is a trusting man that doesn't matter what anyone else says to his woman because he knows that she's with him and he's with her.
It was unexpected, and I did not appreciate Strofe doing that randomly. Just random. Blurted out.
It was just like, didn't even... It was out of the blue.
It was out of the... Strofe was not out of the blue. It was completely out of the blue. Like, they're having a conversation, and just out of the blue, he just blurts it.
Yeah,
I'm like, bro, what's wrong with
then,
you?
It was completely out of the blue. That's cocktail Strofe talking, then.
No, I really... Like, I think I was on my first cocktail.
Okay, this is... I was trying to help you, but now it's getting a little odd.
You were not on your first cocktail, I can tell you that. It was at the end of the night. And knowing you, you're probably on your fifth.
Define the end of the night, because I think my definition is very different.
You're
like a 3 a.m.
You're right, because he told me. I left at like 1. This man left. Maybe
you stayed
before.
Till 1?
I did, actually.
Oh, I think I might have left before Kyle.
No, you didn't yet. You were still at the table.
It was Brad first, it was Kyle second, it was Ben third, naturally it was me last.
But if 1 a.m., I left way before you guys.
You left at like 11.
Me?
Yeah.
I left like 10:20.
Yeah, Brad said, I got to get home to the wife. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Strofe is tripping. I don't know. He stayed out to 3:30 in the morning.
3:30? That sounds like torture to me. Seriously.
I'm with
they
you.
They do that. That's a form of torture, making someone stay up.
Yeah,
not letting him sleep.
Same here. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And Ben was so locked in and focused. I was trying to massage his shoulders and give him some luck
on
the table.
Ben was a busy beaver throughout the night. He was just running all over the place. He's putting in the hard work.
Oh, he's trying to put in the hard work.
I was just sitting back, just hanging out.
I did grind. Once I got to my happy place, I'd be like, you know, I'm in the mix at blackjack.
I feel like you lost that blackjack though.
I made a really great comeback, and then I made a really bad decision to go in a little bit heavier at the wrong time. I was playing three hands, which the minimum.
Oh my gosh, three hands at once.
What does that mean, three hands?
It means like you've got like one hand, another hand, another hand.
Why are they letting you do that?
And you do three
as long as you're at the minimum of the table, which was 50, I was playing three $50 hands.
Golly, you bet 150 at one time?
That takes my breath away. Seriously, my lungs are tight.
150? I had a plan to literally, I was going to get $50 out there. Gonna get $50 out. I was gonna put it on black or red. I was gonna say I got $50. That's it. Black or red.
Wait. That was gonna be your experience.
That was gonna
one
be my thrill.
Bet at $50.
Well, I'm gonna try to do like 20. I didn't, but I don't know if like the minimum is 20 or 25. I haven't.
But
elongate
how much money, like the time spent betting. You just want to do one spin for 20 seconds.
I don't think they give you $10 chips anymore, do they?
Well, you get fives, Kyle, and you can put them together to make 10.
Well, that was my plan, and then I just lost another bet. On basketball, 0-7.
Paid Kyle is real.
Your loss streak is just as bad as his. Are you smarter than?
Oh, it's terrible.
Loss streak.
It's terrible. I just
one loses money and one just loses pride.
It's
both
bad.
Valuable, but I feel like your pride hurts more and you losing money hurts more.
Yeah,
for you.
No, my
so
pockets.
It's the thing that cuts you guys deepest.
Yeah, my pockets hurt. Yeah, it hurt. I you know, a baby girl told me, said, "This is the Lord telling you, it's a sign. Maybe that's just not for you, Kyle." I said, "Okay, well."
I wish I got that sign. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Norton, Alex Strofer on the show. Goody Goody's just as complicated as Mark Murphy called Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to say that. I mean, he can maneuver his way through a narrative like the best of them. We will hear from Goody post the end of the year loss and after they're cleaning out the lockers. And what he has in terms of expectations on the team, and what we thought at the time might be himself. Then he talks at the NFL coaches and owners meeting, and it's a little bit different message. Kyle Brustendorf across ESPN Wisconsin. You're going to want to hear from Brian Gutekunst next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Yeah, let them do it. I ain't doing it.
You're not going to hurt our feelings.
No, come on.
Just mine.
Homer, come on.
Yo,
now.
Fuck, I should be doing this time. I should be 2-6. That good enough for you? You need any more?
That's fair.
Need any more? Homer, one? Yeah. Us?
Yeah.
Y'all,
2, 3, 4?
You're all the same. There we go. Nobody's as good as me.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Whoa.
If you are satisfied with this offseason thus far with the Green Bay Packers, because there's been mixed messages, maybe from the front office, but also what people were hearing about potential free agents and if they were going to be very active in pursuing guys for the Green Bay Packers. But we got Aaron Banks and Nate Hobbs, and that's what we ended up with. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofer on the show.
Can
UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776.
Are you the only one that just hears that song and doesn't want to sing it?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, no, Brad is sitting there.
I'm literally trying to ignore what Alex Strofer is trying to do to you guys, and that's distract you on actually
doing anything.
I'm not sure I heard one word Ben said. I'm
exactly
just singing the song.
My exactly.
Mike is off, and I'm just singing.
How is that my fault?
I heard Aaron
you
Banks.
Played the song.
Do you, it doesn't
you
get
know
you.
These two squirrel brains are on your energy right now.
Fred loves it. I love it.
It's a great song.
He's you okay, Ben?
I'm good. Right. Are you guys good?
I'm good.
Stroph is like
I'm
sweating
good.
Out of every single one of his pores from opening
so
day
yesterday.
Why?
Because I didn't do anything wrong there and you're mad at me.
I'm not actually mad at you. See, you're right. He is a soft.
He's very
he's soft.
Soft.
Oh, my
he's
God.
He's very gentle and soft.
He's fragile right now because he had a couple big days on Saturday till 3 a.m., opening day yesterday.
Get to work. Let's go.
Oh, my God. The audacity.
Yeah, what are you doing right
the
now?
The audacity.
We
got to
talk about
right
Goody.
Now.
I want to talk about Goody and the nonsense coming out of his mouth.
All
nonsense.
Right, let's listen back to the earlier nonsense locker clean-out day from Brian Gutekunst about the Green Bay Packers and the direction he feels they need to go.
You always have some disappointments in the year. I think for me, the thing that's been on my mind, I think, as we've concluded this season, is we need to continue to ramp up our sense of urgency. You know, these opportunities don't come, you know, the life of a player in the National Football League is not very long. We got a bunch of good guys in that locker room. We got a bunch of talented guys in that locker room. And yeah, I think it's time that we start competing for championships, right? And I think they're ready. I think they're, like I said, I think they are wired right. I think that group is the kind of guys that can do that.
That was Brian Gutekunst about 3 months ago. This was Brian Gutekunst over the weekend.
The urgency got me is really more, you know, for our team, our organization to understand what the expectations are. At the same time, you know, for us, I think we were very urgent in free agency. You know, obviously we went after a couple, you know, top targets. We were able to acquire them. I think that really is going to help our football team. Yeah, I think the urgency comment is across the board. I think it's for our players, it's for our organization, and just how we're going to approach things.
That was Brian Gutekunst at the NFL Owners Weekend meetings, and we were very urgent in free agency. When you hear that, what is your first reaction, Kyle Wallace?
Yeah, he's a stubborn guy. He's a stubborn guy who's very confident in himself and truly believes that whatever he does, he thinks is magic, right? And so this is the problem for me, is that unfortunately, I don't know if Goody is great at accountability. And I say that simply because we have seen many times where Goody has not really addressed real issues. Like, he's done it, but he hasn't fully gone all in, right? And when we think about the kicking situation got extremely bad in Green Bay. And what he saw as a trying to solve it was bringing in a kicker from the Minnesota Vikings, wherever the heck he was from, who was basically washed and done, and bringing back Anders Carlson. That wasn't really fixing the problem. That was trying to challenge your kicker. But at the end of the day, it's okay to say, you know what? This guy ain't it. And you bring in Brandon McManus, and what does it do? It changes.
You forgot about the Narv dog in that situation.
Narv dog as well. But still, it changed exactly what this team could do when it comes to special teams in the field goal kicking situation. We are seeing the exact same thing here, where he thinks that his sense of urgency was adding an offensive guard, but thinking that the guys that are on the roster at the defensive line are going to just get better magically. So for me, I just think he's a very stubborn individual, and this can't go on. Goody has to understand, when he finds a way to be successful, as he did last year in free agency, and not saying Aaron Banks isn't going to be a success, I think the Green Bay Packers offensive line is going to be better this year than what it was last year, simply because you're adding a better guy at that guard, the center position, and also a good guy to replace Jenkins at the guard position. So overall, I just think Goody's extremely stubborn, and at some point he's going to have to realize that stubbornness may end to his ultimate downfall, where this team does not get to where he wanted to go because he's not investing in the pieces that can be impactful players for this team. So he better be careful.
Very urgent.
Yeah,
very
urgent. I mean,
Goody to me comes off.
But here's the funny thing real quick is, like, I know the question was asked probably in that context, but this man, like, heard the noise around the urgency conversation that he had. Oh, we're very urgent in free agency.
We're very urgent in free agency.
Oh, you sold me.
Yeah, you know, Goody is like the guy, if he gets in and out of relationships, and each one it's like, man, this girl's crazy. And he doesn't look in the mirror and say to himself, you know what? Like, maybe I'm the problem. And honestly,
Strofe,
too.
Where were you there?
Maybe I'm the problem.
He's looking at the rest of the scenario and saying, it's all y'all's problem. It's not my problem. I'm doing what I can. I'm acting with a sense of urgency and free agency. Don't you see these signings? It's you guys that need to step up. You guys need to take the step forward. And it does feel like it's a little bit of a lack of accountability. My concern is he's not convinced that he is the problem, nor that he needs to change his formula. He thinks he's doing everything right, and it's on the players to take the step forward, the coaches to take him to get there. So my concern is, this is what you're going to continue to get. The same draft philosophy, the same free agent philosophy, and he doesn't need to change his formula. He feels like he has a sense of urgency. It's everybody else's problem. It's a little bit of a concern for me.
I mean, my thing here right now is just poor Matt LaFleur. Like, Matt LaFleur, and we'll hear from him throughout the show, but if I'm Matt LaFleur and I'm looking at the roster that's being given to me, right, and the draft still has to come, But knowing what we were able to achieve and knowing what is going on in the division and how, you know, teams invested in spots, and despite whatever the odds are for the Packers to win the division, they're second in the odds to win the division, ultimately we know a lot about where the holes are. The holes are at the defensive line, and the holes are at the wide receiver position. I think we feel decent about linebackers and, you know, feel good enough about the secondary as a whole. We can dive into cornerbacks or safeties as you want, and Jeff Hafley as a whole, to know, like, what we can expect from the team. And then the word hope is happening too often, or this guy needs to take the next step. And we're talking about that conversation that we're just hypothesizing without enough evidence to feel good that some of these position group players are going to take that jump, such as the wide receiver group, such as the defensive line group. And Matt LaFleur's just got to talk to the media and be like, he's got to convince himself now that he has all the pieces he needs to be successful, because he's not going to get anything more other than draft picks.
Yeah.
And he can't be negative. He's got to work with what he's got. So I feel bad for Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, and my thing that frustrates me the most in Goody's mindset is that Goody has drafted a lot of defensive linemen, and you mean to tell me not one has truly popped and turned into a really great player? Rashawn Gary, he's good. Right? I'm not saying he's a bad player. But when I look at who would you rather have on this football team, and again, everything's different. But would you rather have Will McDonald, who you basically traded with the Jets, and you ended up getting Lucas Van Ness? Would you rather have a promising Will McDonald who had 10 sacks early last year, or would you rather have a Rashawn Gary?
McDonald.
And that's the problem. That is the problem, that you continue to swing and you miss. You're like the dang Brewers right now, swinging and missing right now, and you're not hitting it out the ballpark, and that is making this team suffer. And if you continue to make excuses, then this team is not going to improve. If you think it had to do with the defensive line coach, okay, well then, if this doesn't work out and the D-line still sucks, then what? Do we have to wait a whole other year?
I feel like we keep doing that. Like,
yeah.
Assigning blame
elsewhere.
Last year it was, all right, they were in the 3-4. In this 4-3, they're going to thrive. Mm-hmm. And now this year, we have a new defensive line coach with, like, the guys that we have.
He said it. Year two in this defense, they're going to be, listen,
there's
we're
always a reason to have an excuse. And they're finding every reason. Now, is this team, like, again, this whole conversation is based around the fact this is going to be a good football team.
For sure.
But I think there's a restlessness right now of just complacency of making the playoffs and it being a 15-plus year drought of ever going to a Super Bowl. And again, it's good. It's not great. Everything's good, not great. I think people are just, at least I am, wanting great again.
Well, and if this is urgency, then we can never expect anything more than he's doing now. A couple of choice free agents at positions that don't necessarily fit the need. O-line gets better. That's great. You need another cornerback, but there's still more to be there. If this is the Packers' sense of urgency, then other teams are acting with their hair on fire, like relatively speaking. So when the rest of the league is doing that, particularly contenders, the Rams, the Vikings, the Eagles, the Commanders, they are all, that is what urgency to me looks like. The Packers feel like it feels like maintenance, but to Goody, it's urgency. So we can no longer expect big swings, because this is like a banner year to Goody.
And if you think that getting an offensive
line,
well, here's the problem. Is that you're getting an offensive line. You make your offensive line better. You're going to have Jordan Love be protected to stand up better and not, you know, be having to step up in the pocket and move around. He'll have time to throw the ball. But Jordan Love complained about his receivers not getting open late in the season. The Green Bay Packers led the NFL in drop passes. So if you don't have the wide receivers that can catch the football, the wide receivers that can get open, having one of the best offensive line in the NFL that you hope to have next year, it means absolutely nothing. You have to make sure that you have complements to things. You want to have a good old line to keep your quarterback protected, and you want to find a good wide receiver who can get open, who can take advantage of the fact that he'll have time to throw in the pocket. Goody, you got to complete the circle. You can't just go halfway and say, all right, well, let's see how all the rest of the stuff happens. No, let's do the whole dang job. Let's get this done.
Miss Kyle, I think that you're missing is, I think Goody thinks he's completed the circle.
He a lot.
We haven't heard from all of the pieces of audio that we'll get to, in which he says he believes in the defensive line. And Matt LaFleur is trying to convince everybody that one guy is going to emerge as the wide receiver one this year. It's the same conversations we had last year. And so in Goody's mind, he's completed the circle and figured out all those things that you think he hasn't completed.
Yeah, I mean, he really does.
Well, and when it comes
like you said, you started this with what?
Stubborn man.
That wasn't a trick question.
Yeah, yeah,
you looked at me with some bug eyes. Right there.
I started it with what?
He's like, I can't think back to 10 minutes ago.
Not at all.
And I just don't know how long one is willing to wait for guys to take a step forward. I mean, that is the phrase that is getting on my nerves as much as anything this offseason. He's got to take the next step. Well, they as a group, they got to take the next step. That player, he's got to take the next step. Once as you've played a couple years in the NFL, dude, nothing's changing. The speed's the same. The playbook's the same. Like, what exactly are you going to do to infuse a little bit more superhuman ability? So it can happen, but it usually doesn't because careers, like Goody said, they're so short.
Strofe, you have a list of running words that I use far too often, and then you play a sounder, like when I say, we're not being hyperbolic right now. Take the next step. Has outdone me reusing the same word over and over and over again because we hear it every day on every program, every single person talking about the Green Bay Packers and how they are going to become successful.
Well, that's the message.
The defensive line's got to take a next step.
No, but that's
the wide receivers have to take a what, Kyle?
The next step. But that is the unfortunate messaging that we have here, and it is annoying, right? Because I just get mad because I see other teams have people who take the next step, and it just seems here in Green Bay, not enough guys
well
are
done,
doing
Strope.
That.
I wasn't
taking
even looking
the
for
next
that one.
Step.
What we need to do right now is I want to have a group chat out loud. Mark Tauscher is going to join us next. I don't care if he's listening right now, if he's driving around a soccer practice or baseball practice or God knows what. What he's going to do is he is a goot stand to the core. He will stand by everything Gutekunst does. So if you feel that way, you must challenge Mark Tauscher when he tries to make excuses for Mr. Gutekunst.
Oh, I would challenge him today because there's nothing that he can defend. He's going to try to say, well, you know, he did
he's gotta,
this.
You
and
know,
I'm going to say no.
The guy's just got to
take the next step. I'm going to ask him how long it took him to take the next step as a seventh-round pick.
Damn it. Just said it again. Mark Tauscher next. But first, Brad Norman's going to tell us what was going around AmFam Field yesterday.
Oh, that's right. Around AmFam Field, the Norman House, and even at Pottawatomie when we were there on Saturday night. It's carbless, of course. The sun is shining. The weather is warmer. Perfect time to introduce that Tropical Bliss variety pack that just hit the market. Blood orange, watermelon, raspberry, and grapefruit. Each sip feels like a tropical paradise and a mini vacation that allows you to sit back, kick back, and enjoy a fresh carbless. Not only that, the mango vodka cocktail, it feels like a ground up mango in a can that is just refreshing and that beautiful, pure taste of mango every single time. That is going to be the flavors of 2025, and you've come to love everything that Carbliss has to offer. I know I have. And just like all the rest of the flavors, which are dynamite, zero sugars, zero carbs, zero gluten, and just 100 calories, low carbonation, that means there's less bloat when you're drinking it, and always high on flavor. Made here in the great state of Wisconsin, there's always a reason to go grab a Carbliss. This is more with Carbliss.
Mark Tauscher, Packer Hall of Famer, host of Willie and Tausch, joins us next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
He is now off his rocker saying it. Well, if I played...
Choke artist. That's what you both are. Yeah, I said it. You both are choke artists.
Losers, choke artists.
That's what you are. You
frauds,
choked against TCU. You choked against Oregon. You choked against Kentucky. You choked against Duke. I can keep going.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Brad Nortman here with you, being joined by Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher. You can hear Tausch, Old T, on Willie and Tausch, 9 to noon across these very stations. What's going on, Old T?
What's good, Benny? How are you?
Feeling refreshed?
You're refreshed?
That was a question. I didn't point it as well as I should have. Are you feeling refreshed?
Yeah, you had a nice little vacation.
Yeah, I feel refreshed. I feel good, I guess. Yeah, all in all, I'm recovering a little bit from a little jet lag, but all in all, I feel pretty good.
Jet lag? You were international traveling again?
I did, yeah. I went with Karmazin. Where was Craig? I heard you guys a little bit on Sunday Karma.
He was in Costa Rica.
Oh, yeah. I was close to that. So, yeah, but I'm happy to be back.
Clearly, Tausch wants to say it's an undisclosed location.
Oh, okay.
You see what he was doing there now?
He was close. He was close over there. That's cool. I like that. I like that. But one thing I don't like, Tausch, I'm getting a little mad. I'm getting a little frustrated. You know why, Tausch?
Tush push?
No, not the tush push. I don't care about that. I need to have somebody push the tush of Goody to actually do something, because all he's talking about, he's down there at the owners' meetings, and he's talking about the fact that these guys, you know, he's waiting for them to take the next step. Hey, my D-line, they're going to take the next step. They're going to take the next step. The receiver's taking the next step. Tausch, I'm sick of hearing about taking the next step, and I want to know when they're actually going to take the next step, and how long did it take you to take the next step, Tausch?
You take next steps every year you play in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand, you know, everybody wants stuff done today and you want to win the off season. And yeah, I just look at a lot of teams that have great marches and all this great excitement. You're going to, and I've been saying this on your guys' show for a while, you're going to get the most improvement from your guys going from year one to year two to year two to year three. So I know that's not the sexy thing to say, but that's where, you know, you're looking for a Lucas Van Ness. You're looking for these wide receivers, whether it's going to be Reed or Wicks or whoever it's going to be. They have to take that jump. And, yes, you can go pick up free agents like they did at corner and at left guard, and you want those guys to come in and be impact players like you saw with McKinney and Jacobs, but you can't do that all the time. And the season hasn't even started. In respect to where these guys are at, they're working. They're not up in Green Bay yet. We heard from LaFleur today that they're not going to be there until the week after the draft. So,
Tausch, I hear
I
you.
Get it.
I
get
feel
it,
you.
It's just not. I don't think it's panic time from the Gutnator yet, because there's you got to now get ready for the draft. There is a process that this goes through. And everybody wants to speed it up, but that's just unfortunately not.
I want more Mark Tauschers. I want guys that can come. Literally, Mark.
Well, let me jump in here with a real-time example. Well, if you want to keep going, go at him.
Mark Tauscher, I just want you to know, as a seventh-round draft pick you were right out of Wisconsin,
mm-hmm. yep.
you were more productive year one right away. You were healthy, more productive than what we have from Jordan Morgan, a first-round draft pick. But we're going to be hearing about him after this season.
Yeah,
well,
you know
we
what?
Need him to take okay. the next step, and Rashid Walker beat him out. Wow. He's going to rotate. Like, I want guys like you. I don't want to have to wait all these years for first-round picks to take the next step that seventh-round picks can already do year one.
I was just going to say, Rashid Walker has played 2 years as, you know, basically the starting left tackle as a seventh-round pick. So there are going to be guys. Everybody doesn't grow and evolve at the same time. And first-round picks have higher expectations. There's more pressure on them to perform sooner, but it just doesn't – it's not always going to play out where guys are going to get thrown right in there and going to be playing and starting and getting all those opportunities. I don't want rookies to always have to step in and do that. I don't think that's necessarily the best thing either. Not just quarterback. There's other positions. I think Edgerrin Cooper is going to be another one of those guys when you're talking about getting better from within. You saw the defense get better as the season evolved, and that's because Edgerrin Cooper got more comfortable, and he's an impact player. So that's going to be where this team takes the next step and the big jump. It's not going to be picking up a free agent on April 1st. I just don't think that's going to be as big of a deal as seeing all these young players that you hope develop into becoming really good players for your team.
Yeah, no. So Mark Tauscher, Packer Hall of Famer, joining us here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. I think part of the frustration is there's too many to point to, and there's some examples that you get excited about. But when you look at, like, a Tucker Kraft, I think a lot of people will look at him and hear Matt LaFleur talk about him and can feel really good about the step that he will take based off what he's shown. Lucas Van Ness was picked 13th in the NFL draft. It's hard for fans, and I understand why, to be like, yeah, I'm going to trust in Goody and his process and believing the defensive line is going to take that next step, as we keep utilizing this word and phrase next step, when there wasn't enough evidence through his time as a Packer to give me confidence he's going to do that. Because the evidence isn't there necessarily for Devontae Wyatt. We talk about flashes. We don't talk about consistency. Quay Walker, we talk about flashes. We don't talk about consistency. There just seems to be too many of these guys to point to not give confidence in believing in this process right now.
Yeah, and I'm not going to sit here and fight you on that. I think everybody wants things to happen immediately. But I'm telling you, if I was doing this hit with you guys back in 2016 or 2017, you would be having the same conversations about Davante Adams. And you can go back and look at all of the different players. Not everybody starts from as a rookie. Not everybody is a great player in year two. There are other circumstances that come into play. And now that doesn't mean every one of those guys is going to be Davante, but there is a process. And yes, you want to take next steps and you want to do it last year. And you want, there's concern at the wide receiver position. I'm with you guys. Guys didn't take the step, and it wasn't because they didn't have opportunities. It just, there's too many drops. Those are the things that you have to, you know, make that next step and be better. And if you don't, then Goody's going to be on it, because Goody is looking at this, and you didn't see the big move made at wide receiver because you're kind of banking that you're going to get better and better. That's the question. Are they going to get better, and will the offense be better? And I think from my perspective, that's the biggest unknown we have, is that wide receiver position.
Tausche, when the offseason began, Goody honestly made waves saying, you know what, we got to have a sense of urgency. And he talked about the organization, the players. And we sort of all took that like, oh, wow, Goody's going to operate with a sense of urgency this offseason. Doubled down in talking about the players needing a sense of urgency at the owners' meetings. But he basically said, look, I'm doing my job. Like, I acted with a sense of urgency. Look at our free agency. Would you describe this year's offseason for the Green Bay Packers as having a sense of urgency? And if not, what adjective would you use to describe this offseason so far?
Well, what I would say is it was not desperate. And I don't want to be acting out of places of desperation. Is there anybody here that doesn't think Goody thought that the wide receiver position needed to be upgraded or needed to be improved? But it has to be at the right price. You can't just go and say, well, I want to go get a wideout. Well,
enough with the right price. If they signed Davante to the contract, they could have made that exact same price or close to it work. And they didn't even call him.
I'm talking DK Metcalf. Listen, man, I wanted Davante. I'm with you guys on that side of it. But I'm talking, what you don't do is, because you're desperate or you're the urgency, there's a fine line between urgency and desperation. And if you're going to go and do something big and you're wrong, just like I'm sure you guys went during the trade deadline, oh, my God, we got to get what's-his-face from Pittsburgh that ended up going to the Bears. I can't remember his name now. You gave him up a second-round pick. And Green Bay wanted
Chase Claypool. I wasn't a fan
Claypool.
Of his.
Claypool. You guys would be sitting there saying, oh, Claypool has to get – you don't just do stuff to do stuff. It has to make sense.
Well, stuff at all. So, I mean, that's cherry-picking. Like, they don't do
right,
that
they
ever.
They don't do stuff at all. They picked up the best safety in the business last year, the best
Tosh,
running
you
back.
You used an in-season trade. They don't do that.
They don't do what?
They don't pick up
they
guys.
Listen, man – I'm not going to sit here and like Devondre Campbell got picked up. They picked up Keyshawn Nixon. You guys are cherry picking what you want.
No.
I can cherry pick what I want.
It's a cherry pick off.
They paid the highest paid guys. They went about their business. They wanted to pick up a corner. They wanted to improve. This free agency class, in their opinion, wasn't that strong. They went and picked up what they thought. They spent very big dollars at left guard. Very big. Then they went and found who they think can be a starting corner for them and paid him a contract that is, it's not a monster, but you guys act like they haven't done anything. They have two big pickups in free agency. You can't pick up seven guys and pay them top dollar.
No,
and
then
okay, it's fine. It's all good. We're not seeing it the same way. But now you're trying to make us look like we want seven $100 million guys.
What do you want? Well, what did you want? What do you
Tausche, the defensive line is the same, and they're trying to sell us that it's going to be better. The wide receiver the same. They knew they needed something. Now you're trying to sell me it's going to be better. It's fine.
What do you want them to do? Instead of yelling,
okay,
what do you want them to do?
You said they didn't act desperate? Well, they didn't act in anything. They didn't even call Davante. It's malpractice, and you know that, but you sound like you're on Goody's payroll right now.
Oh, wow.
Made it.
Cha-ching.
Obviously, you didn't want Davante back. You asked Goody why he didn't want him. I wanted Davante. What do you mean I'm acting like I'm on his payroll? I was clamoring to bring Davante, and they didn't. So, okay. Now, I didn't want DK Metcalf. I don't want to just make a move to make a move. That's where I guess I differ with you, Benny. I'm not going to sit here and panic about it. Now, is the receiving position need to be better than what it was? Yes. But there's young players. Benny, were you as good as a freshman as you were as a senior?
This isn't apples to apples.
It's not apples to apples. For you, it is. But that's how this works. You get better. And if you don't, Goody will be gone. If the receivers stink and the offense stinks and everything goes, guys get fired. That's how this works. Goody's done a really good job. He's rebuilt this roster. You guys want to disagree with that, but guys have to get an opportunity to continue to grow. And if they don't and you don't make the right moves, you lose your job. That's the accountability of the business.
Tausch, it just seems like they're content with good because they limit themselves with, okay, we're not going to take anyone over 30. We're not going to engage in trade. We're just going to draft and develop. And they've got a lot of guys across the team that are good. And we just hope they take that next step. It just seems like there is a contentment in Green Bay with making the playoffs and just kind of hoping that you catch lightning in a bottle one year.
All right. I'm just dumbfounded because you're not going to be the one seed every year. You're not. They want to. You're telling me you don't think they want to win a championship?
No, they.
Actions over words.
I will say this. You know, I'm a Packer backer just like you, but we both know what they did this offseason. This was not an offseason to put them in a position to win a championship. Your receiving room is actually worse than what it was due to injury and not having Christian Watson. Now, your offensive line is better, but at the cornerback position, you're not going to have Jair Alexander at all.
You didn't have him last year.
You had him for some games, but now. At all. Your cornerback room did not get better. Your D-line is going to be, you're going to hope that Lucas Van Ness takes the next step, but you're not going to get much more out of Rashawn Gary. You're not going to get much more out of Kenny Clark. He's 30. And so at this point, it's just the Packers did not do enough to put themselves in a position to say, that team right there, oh yeah, they're for sure going to be one. They're going to be knocking at the door to do something.
You guys believe that, and you can, and you have every right to do it. That's not how Goody feels.
That's
obviously.
Ultimately, yeah.
That stubbornness is going to be his Achilles heel because he's going to be sitting here with us in a couple years.
Listen, guys, if you guys are right and this team goes 6-11 next year and they stink out.
Well, here we go.
They're going to be 9-12, anywhere from, or 9-12 wins in that range, and it's going to feel a lot like last year. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
The bottom line is, if you guys are right and it's the world is caving in and they're going to be an average team, and maybe be the seventh seed again.
All right, actually, he hangs up on us. I want to hang up on him because now he's trying to speak for us,
yeah,
and
spinning.
I'm not for it.
He's spinning us to be some like.
The only thing I'm aligned with Mark Tauscher is how good Gina Della from Pella is, and I saw her yesterday in the flesh, Tausch.
Did you guys hang up on me, or am I hanging up on you?
Now it's a hang up.
I was actually trying to hang up.
Okay. I'm dropping you.
Oh, so good,
Tausch. He gone. I got rid of him.
La, la, la.
Tell us about Gina Della.
Man, I'd love to tell you about Gina Della from Pella, because she always delivers with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I mean, this time of year, the weather is getting a little bit nicer. Won't be long before that heat is dialed up. And you're going to want to keep that air conditioning on the inside. No better place to go than Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to completely remake your house from the inside out or the outside in. That's the benefit. Doors, windows, you see them both, inside and outside. Not only that, durable, affordable plan that they can be able to make it work for you. Unbelievable uniqueness and craftsmanship that they can work with to fit whatever color, whatever style, whatever home. That's what Pella Windows and Doors has to offer. So don't wait. Go and get your free consultation and check out the deals that end on April 30th to get your in-home consultation today and finally make that home upgrade that you need with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
I love that.
That
was different
fun.
Thought processes. Two different ways of getting results. We'll see what happens at the end of the day. But there's more to dive into. Don't you worry. It's Kyle Bruston-Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. We're with you next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN.
He was the lead in the girl softball movie? The Bernstein Bears. What's it called?
800-999-0-36-76.
Tom Hanks, that movie, there's no crime in baseball. What
yeah, that was A League of Their Own.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not Bad News Bears.
The Berenstein Bears, like the book.
The Berenstein Bears. Bro, you're done.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Kyle Bruston-Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Ben Russ, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. Strofe running the show, playing songs that are getting him in his feels. UKVA Nation at 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talking text line. And we're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison. Look, at the end of the day, I've really enjoyed having Mark Tauscher on, Kyle Bruston-Ortman, because, again, there's two different ways of thinking about building a team throughout an offseason. Some people think the Packers acted with enough urgency. Some people do not. I wonder where Keith and Madison stands on that. I'd love to bring in Keith on the Carbless Talking text line. Keith, happy Tuesday.
Hey, guys. I'm a huge Tausch fan. I mean, the guy Same. Was a Wisconsin boy from born and raised, right?
Yeah.
And I don't dislike you guys, but I got to tell you, man, you're driving me flipping nuts over the last few weeks here. It sounds like you guys want to play fantasy football, not NFL football.
Are you good just being the seventh seed and getting knocked out of the playoffs?
No, I'm not. And I don't think for any way, shape, or form, neither is Goody, nor is Matt the coach.
But they haven't really done much to change that.
I don't see what you guys are saying. The only position I agree with you a little bit on is wide receiver, only because Christian Watson is hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, that team is going to be just fine this year.
Exactly.
The defensive line, the new coach, yes.
Just fine. Yeah. No, I want him back. So okay. What about the defensive line, Keith? Have they done that makes you feel confident that they're going to be what they need to be to compete in four games or three games in the playoffs to win a Super Bowl?
I think the defensive line is much better than you give it credit for. There's an awful lot of folks, especially you guys, over the last couple of months, making fun of and laughing about Rashawn Gary making the Pro Bowl. The guy was a beast, okay? Pass rush is not the only statistic that counts in this game. Look back to, Smith, 55. Can't think of his first name.
Darius.
The other one. The Darius, 5 years ago. Yeah, he had like 12 to 13 sacks. But you know how many flipping missed tackles he had because he was rushing upfield and getting blocked out and getting trapped? I mean, good God, every time they ran off tackle, he was upfield 5 yards. And the running back's running inside here for 25 yards.
Keith, they paid Rashawn Gary not what they paid Za'Darius Smith. They paid him to be a top five defensive end in the NFL. And he's not producing to that level.
I believe he is.
Oh, then I can't. Then we're just going to disagree because you're just like, you're wrong and you think you're right. But the majority of people, if I polled, is Rashawn Gary living up to expectations, would say no. 90% of them would say no, Keith. So you can be mad at us. But the results will show you that they're just not good enough right now at the defensive line. They invested in someone that's not giving them enough. They invested the 13th pick in the NFL draft, Keith, Lucas Van Ness, that's not giving them enough. Keith, will McDonald was picked two picks after them, had 10.5 sacks, yet we're giving too much grief to the defensive line? We are. Oh, it's our fault that they're not producing. Sorry, Keith. God bless. We're back in 2 minutes. This is ridiculous.
I need caller 10 right now. Are you smarter than Ben Brust is coming up next as Ben Brust leaves the studio.
I thought he was going to have an aneurysm.
Whoa, he turned
Passion
red.
Right there.
That was good stuff from Benny.
Oh, he's going to be messed up now for this.
Well, hold on. Now that he's left the room, we can have a little conversation as we wait for caller 10. Are you smarter than Ben Brust right now on the Carpool's Talking text line, 800-990-3776. Today is April Fool's Day, so we're not going to do this for the contestant, but we're going to do it for Benny. Every time he answers a question, I need you guys to be good actors and act like he's getting them right.
You two in the YouTube chat, because he likes to cheat sometimes.
Let's pretend he gets all 15 right on April Fool's Day.
You can't be obvious. You got to say, oh, wow.
Wow. Ooh. Right?
Oh,
just
wow.
A little action.
I like that.
Okay, our special guest is going to join us on the other side, but right now I need caller 10, 800-990-3776. You are going up against Ben Brust coming up next in Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust in 2 minutes. Caller 10 right now, 800-990-3776. Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust after this on KBN?
Stay up to date.